Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show here on Season 5, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 6, Paragraph 5, with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes from Ipelkovich, just a few Mishnahs left, and then we're taking our big hiatus for the summer. A lot of words in this Mishnah, so not so much commentary as much as wordage, so we'll try to get through it and do our best. Gedola Torah Yosser min HaKohenim min HaMalchus. Torah is even greater than priesthood or royalty. Sha'amalchus nikneis b'shloshim ma'alos, because royalty is acquired along with 30 prerogatives. Ba'akuna nikneis b'esrim v'arba, and priesthood is acquired with 24 gifts. V'atorah nikneis b'arba im u'shmona, but the Torah is acquired by means of 48 qualities. Devarim. And these are the Talmud, Bishmias Ozen, Barichas of Asayim, with study and attentive listening and tricular speech, Bevina Salev, Besichas Salev, with intuitive understanding and discernment, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'anava, Be'simcha, Be'tahara, Be'shimash, Chacham, and Be'dukdu Chaverim, with awe and reverence and modesty and joy and purity, ministering to the sages and closest with colleagues. With sharp discretion with students and deliberation, knowledge of scripture, Mishnah, and limited business activity and limited interactions within the personal relationships, with making sure that there are miyat tanag, miyat chen, miyat tzchi, chabi, miyat tzchok, berach apayim b'lev tov, be'emos chacham b'kal balas hayisurin. With a limited pleasure, limited sleep, limited conversation, limited laughter, slowness to anger, a good heart and faith in the sages. Be'emunas chachamim, b'kal balas hayisurin, amakiris, makoma v'asamech b'chalko. With someone who knows this place and someone has a good heart, is slow to anger, and faith in sages, and accepts suffering, and knowing one's place, being happy with one's life. Yasamech bechalko is a big one in life. Vosis yaglid varvena machazik tova la'atzma. Ov, ov is a makom. Ov is a brios. Ov is a tzedakos. Ov is a mesharim. Ov is a tochachos. So you have that slowness to anger, the good heart, faith in one, in the sages, acceptance of suffering, knowing one's place, being happy with your lot, making a defense around his personal matters, claiming no credit for himself, being beloved, loving the omnipresent, loving his creatures, loving righteous ways. Oives a brios, oives a tzedakos, oives a mesharim, oives a tochachos. So loving Hashem, loving his creations, loving righteous ways, loving justice, loving reproof, keeping far from honor, not being arrogant with his learning, not enjoying halachic decision-making, and sharing his fellow's yoke and judging him favorably. So not enjoying the halachic decision-making, sharing his fellow's yoke, judging him favorably, settling him on the truthful course, settling him on the peaceful course, thinking deliberately in the study, asking and answering, listening and contributing to the discussion, learning in order to teach, learning in order to practice, making his teacher wiser, pondering over what he has learned and repeating a saying in the name of one who has said it, because you have learned this. Whoever repeats a thing in the name of the one who said it brings redemption to the world, as it says, and has to report it to the king in the name of Mordechai. That's what we talked about the other day. Not taking credit for yourself, but all of these things really are important, involved in Torah, and involved in a Torah lifestyle. So, it has already been taught, the Sforno points out, that there are three crowns, Torah, priesthood, and the crown of royalty. This price will be told that the crown of Torah is greater than the other two crowns, because the crown of royalty is acquired along with 30 prerogatives of office, all of which are material, bringing honor to man in this temporal life. These are enumerated in the laws of royalty, and from these roots, many other privileges branch out. Now, the king is empowered to exercise all these rights, especially in wartime. The crown of priesthood, acquired along with 24 gifts, these being the manas kohuna, the gifts of priesthood, are for the purpose of granting honor to the kohanim, as it says, the chana satim lemashcha. I have given them to you for distinction by reason of anointing. These are the also material gifts, bringing them temporary honor in this life. However, the crown of Torah is acquired contrary to these cause of kingship and priesthood, for all the items listed by Torah are not prerogatives of qualities which differentiate and separate man from the material aspects of life from the honor of this world. The purpose of Torah must therefore be to grant man honor in his eternal life, and there is no comparison or quantitative parallel between that honor and the honor of the transitory life. The Tanna tells us that among the gifts of honor is the eternal life. It is repeating a saying in the name of the one who said it. As our sages taught, his lips whisper in the grave from Yavamos, and from that which we learn in this quality brings redemption to the world, be it transitory or permanent one, for the verse Tovev Sivasayishenim, the lips of those who are softly mother, refers to one's redemption from the accusers and the attribute of justice in the eternal world. And as for redemption in this world, transitory life, which results from this quality, he brings proof from the Pasuk in Esther. Omer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, Esther reported the king in the name of Mordechai, which was the cause of redemption in this transitory life. The notes point out that the Sfarno does not interpret the 30 and 24 items associated with kingship and priesthood respectively as being the means by which these crowns are acquired. Rather, he understands them as being the privileges of royalty and priesthood. These prerogatives, however, are inferior to those gained by the man of Torah because they are all material gains, and thus transitory, but not Torah. The 48 qualities and virtues enumerated by the Tanna resulting from Torah study are spiritual and intellectual in nature, and bring man to a level of ethical and moral excellence. Hence, the crown of Torah is far superior to the crowns of royalty and priesthood. The reason why the Sforno introduces the idea of a crown is not only because of the Mishnah chapter 4, but also because he links our brisa to the previous one, which stated your crown is greater than their crown. The 30 prerogatives of the king mentioned by the Tanna are based on the episode of the book of Shmuel Aleph, chapter 8, where the people of Bnei Israel requested of Shmuel to appoint a king to rule over them. He cautioned them that the king would be empowered to daft their sons as soldiers and their daughters as cooks and bakers. He would also be entitled to take a tenth of their seed and sheep and appropriate their fields and vineyards for his officers and servants. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim lists the far-reaching powers and entitlements of a king. These add up to 30, as stated in the Brisa. The 24 gifts of priesthood are enumerated in the Talmud in Bava Kamma 1:10. 10 are in the temple, 4 in Jerusalem, 10 throughout the land. The Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, chapter 1, lists the 24 gifts given to the children of Aaron from the sacrificial offerings, all firstborn animals, firstfruits, and truma, and challah, among others. The Sforno interprets the statement, whoever repeats a thing in the name of the one who said it, as meaning that, be it in this world or the world to come, redemption in the world, in this world, is the reward for this quality. The verse quoted from Megillas Esther is the proof verse for the reward of redemption in this world, since the Jews were saved and redeemed in the time of Mordechai and Esther as a result of retelling the king as Mordechai has reported the plot against the king that saved his life. As for redemption and eternal life, he explains that this refers to the protection afforded the Torah scholar from the heavenly accusers after his demise, as a consequence of the scholar's ongoing merit even in the grave, whenever the living repeat the Torah in his name. Sages teach us this lesson in Masechta Yevamos 97 based on the pasuk in Shir Shirim quoted by the Sforno in his commentary on this brisa. So we should remember that the way of the Torah is the best way. It's better than all other things in life. We should do what we can to be involved in Torah and involved in Torah matters and mitzvahs and chesed, and do what we can remembering that Torah is the highest here in our life, and it can hopefully make us better as much as we can in all of our days. Join us next time as we talk about how Torah is great, for it gives life to those who are involved in it here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.